The Business on RTE Radio 1 with AIB. It takes a certain kind of brave to run a business. We see it, we back it.
Well, back in the real world, the pandemic has given us a true appreciation for the outdoors and public spaces. Cork City Council has announced the permanent pedestrianisation of 17 streets, but my next two guests believe there is scope in towns and cities across Ireland to reinvent our public realms. Joining me now are Roisin Murphy, architect and presenter of RTE's Home Rescue, and architect Grainne Shaffrey. You're both very welcome to the programme. Roisin, if I could start with you. The initiative in Cork, it's a bold move, it's a big move. It sounds like, you know, hopefully it's going to work out very well. It sounds like a great idea. Do you think there is scope for other places to do something similar?
Absolutely. I think there's scope, and we're seeing it across in other European cities. Now, okay, some of it is to do with the pandemic and there's more kind of occupation of the streets because they need social distancing to feed people. We've seen a growth of sort of these glass houses on the streets and people out really taking back the paths. And in Ireland, there's been a kind of debate for the paths over the last couple of years because of the we need bus connects and all these kind of things. But we could do better. And I suppose if you look at some place like Copenhagen, where they're introducing free skiing and snowboarding on their power plants, where they're actually designing buildings and urban spaces so that people can actually use them as sporting facilities.
Sounds like an insurance nightmare.
It
I'm
is.
Putting on my miserly head here.
I only got really interested in this because one of my kids is a skateboarder and he's the person that managed to actually really enjoy the lockdown, because he would go down to what he called the financial district and they would skate off steps onto ramps and all kinds of things. Now, he was within his 5K, but it really struck me that we need to do better.
And we could do more. And there are two separate but sort of connected issues. I mean, if you talk about the pedestrianisation, Grainne, for restaurants, but there is this wider sense, and it's something that has come out of the pandemic, a greater appreciation of the outdoors in general and what can be done there.
Absolutely. I mean, we're outside, we crave the air at the moment. We're learning that we need vitamin D. You know, it's critical, and as we get older. So the spaces we have, and we need to think about our urban outdoors in a sense as public rooms. Wonderful is because there are also places where all kinds of people meet. We don't have too many of those in an increasingly online world. So for all kinds of social, but also physical, climate change, I mean, we're being told now, it's happening anyway, we're becoming more urbanised. But we need to make our towns and cities places where you can live and live well.
So and can we learn something, Grainne, from the past about this? Because when you look at when even towns, never mind cities, were built in the past, they had these sort of shared spaces in the centre of the town or close to the centre of the town. Was that something that people, for example, in the 19th century, with the romanticism and the love of nature that came through literature and art, that inspired that? Are we going back to that?
Well, we're certainly renewing or waking up to it. And I think if you look at all of the towns across Ireland, I could bring you on a lovely journey from county to county. Every town has quality spaces. So it's about understanding the nature of them, the scale of them, how they link together and the activities. Look at the old Lawrence collection of photographs and you'll see all the kind of hurly-burly, an awful lot happened. The market, the tradition of markets, we've reopened to those and how that activity can take place. So much of an enjoyable shared life can happen outside. And you know, I think it's about also doing it in a civil way. We probably need to realise there's an ethics or a behaviour or a politeness in public space as well. Somebody might be living above where you're sitting out clattering with your lovely meal and your glass of wine. So it's just, there's a kind of a balance.
We have to work out the manners and the etiquette.
The manners and the ethic.
Of living together.
But if our children can walk, you know, to school, and walk to the library, if we can, if our older people can. So we need to think about these public spaces in terms of, you know, all kinds of
And Roisin, when we talk about towns, and Grainne, you mentioned there are lots of towns around Ireland that have these public spaces. To some extent, do we need to reverse engines? Because in recent years, a lot of the development and residential development in our towns has been outside of the town. We kind of love the suburban experience, even small town suburbia.
Yeah, I think the 5K has really kind of pinpointed the villages in our lives, and that we are little villages. But that 5K really put manners on urban development and what, you know, were you near a supermarket? Are you near a public park? And, you know, even to the point, I think that people, the public park bench, for instance, that there's been a big outcry about this over the last couple of years. A lot of kind of urban landscape vigilantes have been out trying to put benches back on the streets and to kind of take over parking bays with small gardens, because to an extent the streets are ours, the villages are ours, but we sort of need to keep the car out of it. It's what's happening if you're examining any other kind of urban centres across Europe. They're saying people first and cars second. And they're even saying taxi second, or any kind of, that we have to focus on our amenities and even things like benches on the street for that, you know, the path, that 2 metre, the crucial 2 metre that came in. Like, a lot of our paths are narrower than that. And if you're going even through Dublin City, you'll see that people are, that the path is now back out on the road, and people aren't objecting. Like, Irish people are so sociable that I have noticed them actually congregating in bus shelters over the last while. Like, that's where we're going.
Rediscovering the bus shelter.
And I thought we wouldn't. I thought we wouldn't last out the second pandemic with the weather, that we would go back into our kind of... But it's like, for the first time, we actually really don't care about the weather. We're very sociable people. We need to get out. So we
the
need
bus shelter's the new nightclub. If you take, for example... it isn't always easy to do these things. Like, let's say, for example, an initiative in Cork. What might the impact be on traffic? What might the impact be on other businesses that aren't restaurants that need footfall? And unless you maybe invest in any of these places in more public transport, you're not going to get as many people coming in and the footfall. It's very hard to go from the position we're in now in a place to an ideal place that we'd like to be.
Sure. And again, Roisin mentioned Copenhagen. I mean, Copenhagen have been working on this since the 60s and 70s. So there's an impatience, we understand. We're all in kind of panic mode. And we'll get there because we have the inherent infrastructure in the towns. But we do need good plans. There's guidance, there's good tools. I mean, I'll put on my RIAI hat. The Urban Design Committee have produced a wonderful town toolkit document which sets out different themes. The Heritage Council has rolled out its collaborative town centre health check programme. And this has really mobilised local communities in a very powerful way.
So
they're coming together. But I think we need, you know, to realise that they're to connect things as well.
And so that's important to do. And it's something that I've no doubt we're going to return to, because there's a sense in which it's part of a big wave of rethinking about it all. One texter says, shock horror, what about public toilets as a radical move? Thank you very much to Roisin Murphy, architect and presenter of RTE's Home Rescue, and architect Grainne Shaffrey. Thanks for joining us today.